Now, this is a kind of a white, now they don't grow around here, I'm pretty sure, but that you use them in cooking and sometimes in making candy.
English walnuts?
Yeah, that's one, but these are, this starts with A. A-L are the first two letters.
Almonds?
Now, in walnuts, the large, soft covering of a walnut is called a... Remember, walnuts hanging in a tree, that kind of green outer cover.
I don't know where we had a name for that or not, I can't remember.
I just wondered if you made a distinction between the burr of the nut, calling that the hull or the shell.
Well, they would say the hull, I would say.
The outer side, and the inside part, the hard one is the...
Shell.
Okay. And a kind of fruit they grow a lot of in Florida.
Oranges.
Yeah. And if you were, you said I had to go to the store and get some more, because I looked in the kitchen and the oranges are...
Gone.
All right.
Well.
Yeah. And would you ever use olive oil in that sense?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. This is a little red vegetable that grows in the garden.
Radishes?
Yeah, and a larger red thing that grows in a vine.
Tomatoes?
Yeah. Now, what do you call those little tomatoes?
Small.
Do you ever hear the little ones called Tommy Toes? Those,
yeah.
How do you pronounce that?
Tommy Toes.
Those are the little ones.
Yes, that's the little ones. It's just they take the word, I think, and pronounce all over the syllables.
Yeah. Mrs. Pyle's brother told me that last night. I never heard that before. It's a kind of vegetable that grows underground.
Tomatoes?
Now, what different kinds of these are there?
You mean another crop besides potatoes?
No, different kinds of potatoes.
Sweet potatoes.
Alright. Do you just distinguish them as potatoes and sweet potatoes, or do you have different names?
Yeah, so sometimes there's one type they call names.
Alright. And there's other kinds of white potatoes other than...
Yes, there's the Idaho white potato, and then there's a red potato.
Are there any kinds that you call cobblers?
Yes, there's Irish cobblers.
Are those the big ones, or...?
Well, they're, I'd say more of a medium size, and they're not exactly round, but they're somewhat flattened a little bit.
I see.
There's a difference in them and the Idahos, because they're a long, much longer potato.
The Irish cobblers are kind of bumpy?
No, usually they're smooth.
I see. This is the kind of vegetable that grows underground. And it's, if you cut it, it makes your eyes water. Yeah. And what do you call the little ones?
Well, the sets.
Do you call them sets, or the kind that those small ones that you pick and use in salad and things?
No, I believe they're called shallies. They don't grow very large, mm-hmm. And people grow them for salads.
And this is a kind of, now are there any other, so you have sets and shallies, and those are really the only kinds of small onions, or are there others?
Well, I think that's all.
The only names you use, you don't use names like rare ripes or toppies or toppy onions, those terms aren't common.